This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition now. We head back to Cairns in Australia to catch up with the returning guest, Sarah Thomas. Sarah, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sarah, let's talk some nutrition. And you mentioned around your first Kona experience that you think one of the reasons things didn't go according to plan is because you didn't quite get your nutrition strategy right on the bike. You've changed. I mean, nutrition is one of those things that's very personal, and we talk about it here, and there's no one size fits all. But the reason I like to talk about it is to give people ideas. Tell me a little bit about your nutrition strategy now and how it's changed from when you first started.
I don't think it has changed too much from when I first started. I think where I went wrong in Kona 2017 was I didn't prepare myself for the electrolytes that were going to be given out on the course. So they were giving us bottles of Gatorade, and I hadn't trained on it. And basically I was really worried, obviously, because Kona being really hot, I was thinking I've got to take on, you know, more hydration than normal, which, and I think I just started taking on too much of it. Whereas what I did in 2018 last year was actually dilute that, because when I'm in training, usually probably the electrolytes that we're having were a little bit more diluted than what you get in a prepackaged Gatorade bottle. So having had the experience the following year where I was trying to take on as much as I possibly could, and I just ended up feeling sick. It was just too sugary and just too much. Whereas this year, when I just diluted it a bit, it really seemed to work a lot better for me. So, that was good having that knowledge. But otherwise, you know, nutrition wise on the bike, I have a mixture of solid foods, so like, you know, bars and gels. I use Vindurance energy gels, and then for my own electrolytes that I, you know, obviously would take to start off with, and before I've got to start relying on what they give out on the course, I use a Bingy electrolyte, which has got some carbohydrate in as well, which helps me get my extra carbs in. So yeah, that's basically, you know, a bit of a balance of a few different ways of getting energy.
Do you feel like you've got it down, that it's no longer an experimentation, that you pretty much know what works for you and you're sticking by that?
Yeah, I've, as I say, other than Kona 2017, I've never ever had a problem with nutrition. So I basically, yeah, just do the same thing, and just I think it, you know, if something works, then there's no point trying to fiddle with it too much. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
And from a run perspective, tell me about how you approach the run. Are you all liquids, or are there some solids on the run as well?
Yeah, I try and get in some solids, but it's predominantly liquids on the run. I like the blocks. I like the Clif blocks that you can, because it's just something little that you can have, you know, just because you don't want anything, obviously, that's really difficult to digest when you're running. So I just try and have something little but frequently, and obviously predominantly fluids on the run, but yeah, definitely some snacks along the way as well.
Let's talk about your day-to-day nutrition and how you handle that sort of stuff. I mean, are you pretty finicky about what you eat and how you eat and when you eat, or is it, you know, just got to be sensible and balanced and take it as it comes?
Yeah, I think I like to be organized with my food because I obviously, with the amount of training that I'm doing, I tend to eat quite a lot. And if I get hungry, I need food to be readily available, so I don't, you know, end up just grabbing whatever. I'm pretty organized in the way that I've always got snacks on hand, and, you know, it's sort of, you know, food with high nutritional value. And I eat a lot of fresh vegetables and salads and things like that. And I always make sure that I've got, a good balance of carbohydrate and protein. But yeah, I think the key for me is the organization, is making sure that, you know, I've got the right type of food readily available so that I can eat it when I need it, which is quite often.
Yeah, isn't that the struggle is real as an Ironman triathlete? You can't quite figure out if you're still hungry or hungry again. It's a fine balance.
Yeah, that's it. It's it's pretty hard.
The struggle is definitely real. Sarah, it's been great catching up. I look forward to following your progress to Cairns and beyond. Fingers crossed that it's a third time lucky for a Kona qualification. And hopefully it's closer to the podium, if not on the podium, in 2019.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.